Hi, I'm Paul Pardee, and I'm here with Jerry O'Brien. We're talking about the top 20 C-sharp questions, and we're providing answers to those questions. These are questions that we found on the internet that a lot of people are asking, and we're working through some of the answers in a video to show you how to tackle some of these problems that people encounter fairly often. So what we're going to do in question number six is to look at this question of how you count the occurrences of a string within another string. And this comes up quite a bit, and it's actually a very important skill to have, to be able to count one string inside of another string, or and to count the occurrences of those strings. So we're going to look at how to count a string within a string, and then characters within a string as well. And we're going to show you a demo on how to do both of those things. The approach is actually fairly simple. We're going to use two approaches to do this. You can use a for each loop, as we're going to show you how to do that. But you can also use regex, and regex is a very powerful string manipulation tool. It's super valuable to know how to use. Regex can get pretty complicated because the syntax for it is fairly elaborate. But if you can master regex, you can do a lot of things with it. The nice thing about regex is that it's super fast and super efficient. So the investment that you would make in learning how to use regex pays off in terms of efficiency. So let's jump to the demo. We're going to just jump right in here. And we're going to look at how we can count a string within a string. So the code, again, is fairly straightforward. We're going to initialize a few variables. Our first variable, which we're calling test, is a string variable. And we're just going to fill it with a bunch of words, obviously. And a lot of the words are repetitive for the purposes of counting those similar strings. So you can see that there. And then we're going to initialize two int variables so that we can count our characters and count our words. And we're going to fill those variables with those counts. Okay. The first loop is a... actually, they're both for each loops. And the first for each loop is going to... match using regex, it's going to match the word u within the test string variable. So we're going to use this this keyword match, and it's going to fill m with any matches. And then as it fills it, we're going to count increment the word count variable each time it finds a match. All right, and then as it increments that variable, then we're going to we'll get an output to the screen of how many times it found that match. The second for each loop is going to actually count the characters within the test string. It's going to go through each character, filling the value char variable as it goes through the for each loop. If the value turns out to be the character y, then we'll increment the character count, and then we'll get a count of all the characters that match this value of y within the test string. And then we're just going to output to the console the word count. And then we'll do the character count for those for that string. Okay, so I want to go ahead and run that, and we'll get a simple output here. So as you can see, the word count for finding u within test is 7, and I actually didn't go through and count those, but I'm trusting that regex did a good job for us here. There's 7 instances of u within the test string. And the character, how many y's are in the test string, turns out to be 9 y's. So this is a very simple way of finding a string within a string. And as you can see, you can use the kind of the rougher method. I don't know if you want to call it rougher, but it's a little bit more brute force of doing a for each through the string itself and pulling out each character. Or you can use regex, which is a little bit more efficient.
And one of the things I wanted to bring up too, Paul, is the thing that's kind of interesting about that, and you talk about the number, counting the number of words within what regex brought up and what regex didn't bring up.
Correct.
And so we saw the count was 7 instances of the word u, but let's switch back over to the code for just 1 second, and we want to take a look at that string variable that we had, string test. You'll notice that it says, hello, how are you, you, and then you, 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 and you. The really neat thing about what regex did was it didn't care that there wasn't a space in that WU.
Good point. Yes, that's a great point.
Right. So it actually still counted. We were looking specifically for YOU, and we didn't care if it was mixed within another string or not. So it actually gave us the full count.
And you can do, in regex, you can actually say, I only want U separated by spaces. But in this instance, it just did a count of all the instances of YOU.
Right.
That's a great point.
Yep.
So in summary, counting a string or finding all the occurrences of a string within a string is fairly straightforward. You use a for each loop. We used regex in one instance and then just counted all the characters in the second instance. But just using a for each loop to iterate over a string variable and count the occurrences is fairly straightforward using either regex or the brute force method. That's how you do it.
And the important thing to remember, too, is, as Paul mentioned, you know, your time invested into regular expressions can really pay off big dividends in your code.
Absolutely.
If you attempt to do this sample on your own and you find it's not working, there is a using directive. So in order to use that regex class or the namespace, you need to actually bring in that using directive. So you need to bring in I can't remember the exact one now. It's system.text.regularexpressions, I believe, is what allows you to utilize the regex class.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah.